Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
In coming November, the so-called Woodhouse Archive Project will feature in the Impressions of Greece exhibition that will take place at the Universities of Sydney Museum, Cho Chak Wing Museum. In particular, it's going to open to the public this exhibition on 18th November. This exhibition is of particular interest to the Greek-Australian community because photographs will be depicted from past era, photographs that have been taken by an Australian in the early decades of the 20th century. The assistant curator of the Nicholson Museum Collection is Candice Richards, who is with us right now to provide us more information about this exhibition. Candice, firstly, thank you for being today with us at the for the Greek language program of SBS Radio.
Of course, thank you for having me.
Now, I know this has been a project in development for many years, but for the purposes of this interview, how about we start from the beginning and remind the name of the person that took the photographs in Greece and what was his role?
So the photograph collection is by Jay Woodhouse. He was honorary curator of the Nicholson Museum from 1903 until 1937. And he had done a lot of archaeological work and was a classicist researching the Greek area of Aetolia and Acarnania in the 1890s. And because of that, and because of his love for Greece, he was an avid photographer and thought that it was incredibly important not just to understand artifacts, but to understand the place that they come from, the surroundings, the geography, the villages, everything that makes up the Greek landscape and communities. And that's what the photographs are. So there's about 1,800 glass plate negatives that he took in those between the years of 1890 and 1935 of Greece as he travelled around the landscape, as he looked at archaeological sites, and as he visited a range of different villages.
So he took 1,800 photographs.
Yes.
You said mainly in the areas of Aetolia and Acarnania, and he brought them back with him to Australia. What happened to those photographs?
Indeed. He thought that things like photographs are really important for teaching Greek history. And so at the University of Sydney, he used photographs as well as artifacts to teach students at the university about Greek history, about ancient Greek history mainly. But the photographs were actually in his home collection. And when he passed away in 1937, his daughter, Liska Woodhouse, looked after them until the 1980s, when she donated them to the University of Sydney in honour of her father.
And what did the University of Sydney do with them?
Unfortunately, in the 1980s, we weren't able to really access the collection because it's a lot of glass plate negatives. And unfortunately, because it had been so long since her father passed, there were no real archival records that told us about the photographs or where they were taken. And so in 2007, we started to scan the images and digitize them. But in 2017, we still didn't know a lot about all the individual photographs. And so we came up with the idea to put them out to the general public on Flickr and make sure that the whole collection was accessible and to invite people to comment and tell us what they thought the image was of or where it might have been taken or what village could be seen in the image.
And what was the response in this open invitation to the public?
Well, over the last 3 years, we've had over 600 comments come through on the collection, which has been truly amazing. The amount of knowledge that people are willing to share, a lot of the knowledge that's being shared is of people's families, of their own personal village or where their family may have come from in Greece and then when they've migrated to Sydney and into Australia. But we've had lots of positive responses, not only looking at the archaeology landscapes, but also identifying things like the different dances that you can see taking place in some of the images.
So is my understanding correctly that you had responses from people who said, this photograph depicts a place and people that I know?
Not necessarily people I know, but definitely they could identify the place, the which monastery the monks that were being photographed are in, as well as some of the Tratta dancers in the Megara region.
In the Megara region?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had a few people respond saying that they knew that dance and were sharing that information with us.
These responses, were they from people, Greek Australians possibly living now in Australia, Sydney and elsewhere, and people from overseas?
Definitely. We've had lots of people in the Australian Greek community, but also a lot of people in Greece contributing, as well as basically people with Greek history or Greek knowledge from around the world. One of our contributors I know now lives in Germany, but he's really interested in the Acarnia region and has been sending lots of different ideas about the villages that he knows through. So we've had people around the world contribute to the project, but also I've had lots of people who just love Greek history get involved by sharing the collection or telling their friends about it or, just sending us really positive feedback that they're just really excited to learn more about Greek history through the photographs.
So now, in this coming November, what's going to happen?
So I've been curating a new exhibition called Impressions of Greece. The title of the exhibition is actually in honour of William J. Woodhouse, who the very last public lecture he gave was titled Some Impressions of Greece. So that's why I've called it that. But the Impressions of Greece exhibition is going to pair images from the photographic collection with artifacts and ancient antiquities from the collection as well. So you'll be able to see basically ancient Greece combined with 1890s Greece, as well as the photographs online that people can still contribute to, all in the same space.
And just to clarify, you mentioned photographs from the 1890s?
To 1930s. It's for the collection.
So what was there at the last decade of the 19th century?
Yes, he was there between 1890 when he was a student, and the last trip he made was in 1935. So he went back and forth as much as he could to visit Greece and to explore the Greek countryside.
Well, Candace, we would like to thank you for this interview, and please provide us any additional information as the date for the opening of the exhibition will come up, and inform your colleagues to send us an invitation, because at SBS Radio, we are very much interested in covering this event.
Oh, I can't wait, and absolutely, we can't wait to welcome you all into the new space.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.